Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Moshikas and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? There'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Real revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we're insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame. But we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn? So proudly we hailed at the twilight land gleaming.
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till I didn't ever ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Turn in the tide, loud as the North Sea.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
What's going on, everybody out there? How y'all doing? It's one of those days, your boy is like out of it. I'm out of it. Man, I don't know if I got the swine flu or something. I just, black man ain't feeling right. So I had to muscle it and get the show on today because we was not on yesterday. And I didn't want to not do a show and I lose my audience. Rosh Hashanah is upon us. Happy Rosh Hashanah to all my people around the 6-point side. No GD, no gangbang, that is. You know what I'm saying? How you do it. So we're also going to be doing a little Rosh Hashanah celebration that takes place Sunday tomorrow. It's going to last 10 days, everybody. Get your apples and honey out there. If you're with me, you with me. If not, get your apples and honey out there fast with me. We're going to also be doing the Detroit election news today, everybody. I've been dying to get the show on for what's going on in Detroit. It's just, I have not been able to get my correspondents on. And hopefully I might have them on today at the end of the spot. If not, we're going to deal with that. We got time, we're going to deal with the Syria situation. Y'all going to tell me y'all views on it. And I'm going to tell you my views on it. But let me give you a brief history of the New Year celebration that's taking place. Sunset tomorrow.
Shana tova, shana metuka. What does it mean? It means happy, new, sweet year. But just right now, yes, just right now, we are almost at the new year, the new Jewish year. So what does it mean? The words Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is a head and Hashanah means the year. If you remember in Genesis, the very first word is Bereshit, which means in the beginning. So the root is Rosh. When is it? You have to check every year your calendar, because it changes according to the Jewish year. The name of the Hebrew month is Tishrei, which is not Hebrew word, but anyway, it indicates the very first Jewish month in the Jewish calendar. And of course, you're going to see everything with letters, not no number in the Hebrew calendar. So the holiday falls on the 1st and the 2nd of the month of Tishrei, which are going to be indicated with the letter Aleph for number 1 and Bet for number 2. What is it all about? First, we cannot detach Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. And if you want to talk about high holiday, high holiday, this is those are the two highest holidays for Jewish people. Why? Because they simply mark the chance for us to repent and to receive the forgiveness. Yes? You cleanse your soul, and you get a chance for a better, fresh, new start in the next year. Every man is passing before the Lord, and he is signing your name for life on death. And even if we talk about this very scary topic of life and death, we must remember that everyone is entitled for forgiveness. So your actions, everything you did in the past, they are not bound to what will happen to you in the future. Therefore, you get a chance for a new, fresh, and wonderful beginning. If you go to the synagogue in those days, you'll hear the prayers, singing, chanting, one of the most important prayers, which is called Unetane Tokef. Let me sing to you and see if you can identify that. And who by fire, who by water, who in the sunshine, who in night times. So, did you have any chance to see that? Yes, this is Leonard Cohen. What did he do? He took this beautiful piyut, this beautiful song of Rosh Hashanah, and he added his tune, his composition. It's very known. In the synagogues in Israel, there is a very dominant different one than his that is taking place, but there are many other ones, of course, and this is beautiful. You may want to look a little bit more what is this song about. What are the customs? One of them is called Tashlich. If you get a chance to see a man standing near your river or your ocean or your fresh water, and you will see that he's casting, throwing something, holding maybe breadcrumbs in his hand and throwing it into the water, maybe he's doing the Tashlich. What is Tashlich? It is casting off the sins, basically, symbolic action of casting the sins. Another thing is blowing the shofar. The shofar is a horn, yes, made out of maybe ram's horn. And there is a pattern that they are blowing into the shofar. Why do you blow the horn? This is, think about it, this is your wake-up call to know, hey, that's the time you want to remember. Hey, what I have done last year, I have a chance to repent. I have a chance to cleanse my soul. If you want to celebrate this holiday, you may want to do what we do in my family. We belong to the Sephardic community, specifically said the Yemenite. We treat this holiday with very great importance. We do what we call Seder, very similar to Pesach, to Passover, only shorter. And we put those simanim, all of those, which you can see here in the English, tapuach bidvash, apple dipped in honey, rosh dag, a head of a fish, selek, beet, tamar, date, kidneyot, beans, rimon, pomegranate, and kresha. We pray, we sing, it's beautiful. If you want to participate such a seder, there is going to be a recording of the webinar of Modern Hebrew. We are going to celebrate together a seder of Rosh Hashanah. You're most welcome to come or to watch the recording. If you want to greet, I tell you what, the simplest one to do is this one, the first one, Shana Tova, easy to pronounce, easy to say. Shana Tova, Happy New Year. You can also say Gemar Hatima Tova, which is may you be inscribed in the Book of Life. Same for this one, only different greeting in Hebrew. Leshana Tova Tikatevu Vetehatemu. So remember, we have plenty of things to help you to celebrate this holiday. You're most welcome to come and or to watch the recording. And ani mechakah lachem. Veshana tova.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Walking down the street now is a dangerous thing. There are drug dealers, crack houses, gang members, and crackheads. People fighting, cursing, and killing too. So much chaos, we don't know what to do. But if people only knew that they are hurting little children, if they could only see what our community could be. When in consultation, 1, stay calm. 2, try to say something positive. 3, tell the person what's on your mind. 4, ask if the person understands. 5, thank the person for listening if you can. Come on, y'all, let's be an example. It has to start somewhere. How about now? For more information on ways to prevent violent crimes, contact Totally Positive Productions at 773-488-9553.
1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 19, hey, the Motor City is burning. That ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. There was a man, voice of a people, standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Shots rang out. Yes, it was a gun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his people scream, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street light, 'cause it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, 'cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. In his hand, y'all. Mr. Policeman thought it was a gun, thought it was the one, shot him down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his mama screamed, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street light, just burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, 'cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City's burning. Break out the mind.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nolan Finley of the Detroit News. Christy McDonald's enjoying a little vacation time. Well, the circus hasn't left town yet. This week, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers refused to certify the Detroit mayoral primary results, saying that 18,000 votes weren't properly tallied. Now it's up to the state to again sort out yet another Detroit mess. The Board of Canvassers is expected to meet in Detroit early next week to certify the results, and that's where we'll start my week tonight with contributor Stephen Henderson, the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and our good friend Craig Folley, host of the aptly named Craig Folley Show on WDET Radio. Gentlemen, do you ever get tired of saying only in Detroit?
It seems every election there is something that somebody's going to complain about, but this takes it to a new level. The fact that they were actually considering tossing out 18,000 votes, not because voters did anything wrong, but because they couldn't figure out how to properly count them, is ridiculous. This should have been resolved. It shouldn't even be kicked
up
to the state.
Well, they did properly count them. I understand it's just instead of using the little tally marks, they used Roman numerals. Steve, is that enough to keep this election in limbo?
Well, no, it's not enough to disqualify anybody's vote is the point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very clear in state law, state election law, that, you know, you don't have to do this, and that the procedure, if you find a problem with write-in votes, is to recount them. They should have opened up the ballot boxes and had the inspectors recount them. But, of course, the Board of Canvassers waited until the very last day under the deadline, the 14th day, to certify, so they didn't have the option to do that. I mean, I think the clerk's got to answer for something here. Why did it take so long? Where did this theory of disqualifying votes on such a thin legal ground come from? She hasn't said, and this was very close to a massive disenfranchisement. 1/5 of the total votes cast in the election, she wanted to just throw in the garbage.
And, you know, again, we're talking about the Wayne County clerk, Kathy Garrett, who's the sister of Al Garrett of Ask Me, right?
Yeah,
and,
I'm not sure that, I'm not, you know, Kathy Garrett actually is mm-hmm. is a pretty straight by the numbers clerk, typically. I mean, we haven't seen a lot
so
of...
So what happened here?
You know, my suspicion is that the Napoleon campaign had something to do with advancing this theory because they were the beneficiaries, and the clerk misinterpreted and the council there misinterpreted the law to say you can get rid of votes for this.
But I don't know how they're really the beneficiaries in a situation like this. Okay, well, so now you can say, oh, I came in first in the primary instead of second. There's going to be a whole lot of people that filled out Duggan's name in there and filled in that circle are just going to be that much more motivated to go to the polls in November.
And that's helped Duggan throughout this thing. Every time he's been sort of screwed, if you will, in this process, his supporters have fired up and the money's come in. But if you look at this situation, I mean, Benny got his fanny kicked in that primary, and that's a hard thing to go out and talk about in this November campaign.
Well, if you look at it, this doesn't change it.
Yeah, but if all of a sudden the conversation changed and he's out there saying, I was the number one vote getter in the primary, it's a lot better than trying to claw your way back up from the hole he was in.
I think that's what got his eyes big earlier this week when those numbers came out was, all of a sudden, you change the narrative of the fall campaign, and you know, some of the Napoleon insiders were earlier, even before the canvassers were meeting, leaking that they were suspecting that this was coming, that there was some sort of overcount for Duggan, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think this all just happened by coincidence. There's some effort here to try to mislead, and I think we need to know the
truth. But
that's
been the case throughout this election. Throughout this campaign, Craig, it hasn't been about one candidate's merits versus another candidate's merits. It's all been about trickery and technicalities and let's go to court, see who we can get knocked off the ballot and what have you. It's not the sort of election Detroiters deserve.
No, it's not the one that they need right now either. We need to have a substantive discussion about issues, and all that's happening now as a result of this is that all the conspiracy theories that exist out there about the way that Detroit runs its elections are brought back to the surface. You've got Tom Barrow now saying that he's demanding that there be some sort of a recount. Crystal Crittenden calling for a new election, which is just completely impractical and infeasible in any possible way. And so it's just, you give more fodder to the conspiracy theorists that want to say that this has somehow been rigged.
Well, Napoleon asked Steve that the federal government come in and put monitors in. I mean, wouldn't that just certify Detroit's position as a third world entity?
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know, there's no question that if there had been some sort of overcount in this election, if they had, there was some rumor that there were double counting of certain votes, if that kind of thing had happened, I think there's no question we should have federal monitors here. It's too serious.
Could the state do the same thing?
The state could play a role in that, I think. But the bigger issue here, I think, is, again, this idea on Benny Napoleon's part that to win, he's got to somehow reconfigure the way the votes get counted, reconfigure the way the election is managed. Really, what he's got to do, he's got to get more votes. He got clobbered in the primary, and I think he's got to retool and say, you know, here's the message I'm trying to get you behind, and this is why you ought to make me mad.
Isn't there any irony here, though, in the fact that you have a candidate calling for federal oversight of the election when he's been basically
doesn't like the
entire
emergency
campaign, and the fact that we don't need any outside interference in our business here in the city of Detroit?
But remember, he brought in the federal government when he was running the police department, said you need to come in here and look at this mess we have here, which was a curious position for the chief to take.
Sure.
But you talked about, Steve, you talked about Napoleon's message. What is that message? What does he need to say to voters to make up the deficit he experienced in the primary? You did an examination of these primary results and found that he was defeated in every category in nearly every precinct.
Yeah.
So what's he got to do to make up that ground?
I think he's got to appeal to, I think still and again in Detroit, the most motivated voting bloc is the change vote. People who are tired of the way things are, people who are tired of hearing excuses for why things are the way they are, and they want to hear about something new and something innovative. Not that Duggan, I think Mike Duggan articulated that all that well during the primary. It's just that I think he symbolized change or positioned himself to symbolize change in voters' minds much better than Benny Napoleon did. Benny talked about, I'm your neighborhood guy. I'm like you. I've been here my whole life. That does not say change.
And he's accelerated that this week. I mean, he says he keeps mentioning the fact that Duggan just moved in here for Livonia, which is a fair tactic, but it continues to put the focus on outsider versus insider rather than change. Now, Craig, you talk to Detroiters all day long. Yeah. What are they looking for?
They want concrete plans on how their life is going to improve in some capacity. And when you look at Benny Napoleon, what he's trying to do, that's going to be a big part of this. Say, I'm a guy that understands what you're going through, and now what he's folding into it is this one square mile plan where he's talking about making sure that there's a police officer that can coordinate people, get them working together, getting people motivated to fix their one square mile of the city of Detroit. And if you can find a way that people understand what you're talking about, how that's going to work, then you might be able to massage that into there so that people feel that you have an actual idea on how to fix it.
Okay.
Tonight, a blame game over who's accountable for that hash mark mess in the August primary. The mess could put thousands of votes at risk in the Detroit mayoral race. Our team coverage tonight includes Ronnie Dahl, who's going to be talking about who's accountable for this controversy. We're going to begin, though, with Jim Kirchner. The city clerk yesterday, Jim, was really taking the heat for this thing. Now, what's the clerk saying today about it?
Stephen, there's a dispute over the process from the top to the bottom in this. There's even a dispute over the law. Let me show you how this controversy started. This is a tally sheet. Everybody knew there could potentially be tens of thousands of write-in votes with Mike Duggan in the mayoral election. Here's how they were supposed to do it. All the different name variations that they found in the ballots, they were supposed to use hash marks like these to count and then put their tabulation over here in the final column. Now, the problem became when there was a dispute and discrepancies over this with the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. They were told by the Wayne County corporate attorney they could not look at the actual ballots.
This is part of the paper trail. The board looks at the statement of vote and the poll book. The board does not have the advantage of the ballot, and that is by state law.
According to the state elections director, that was just wrong legal advice. And next week, the state board of canvassers will come to Detroit, look at the ballots, and tally as many as 18,000 that are in question.
Any error of an election official should never disenfranchise the voters.
City Clerk Janice Winfrey, during a news conference, says she was not told of any problems with the county or canvassers certifying the election until the last minute yesterday. It is her election workers who started the controversy.
The tally marks or the hash marks are not, one, required by law. But we do suggest that our poll workers use them as a placeholder, if you will, so that they don't lose count.
At a late afternoon news conference, the county clerk says she welcomes the state coming in.
At this time, I feel to assure everybody that this was a fair election. I welcome the state to review all 614 precincts for all the write-in candidates so that no one voter is invalidated.
The state will now sort it all out.
So I don't fault Wayne County for questioning that. On the other hand, you know, I don't see this as a major election failure by any means. I think this should have been brought to Wayne County's attention, the board's attention, earlier.
Now, the state elections director wants everybody to understand this is not an investigation. It is not a recount, but it could be a tabulation of 18,000 write-in votes that are in question right now. It is in the hands of the state board of canvassers, and this is not over. I'm being told a lawsuit could be filed as early as tomorrow. Is anyone surprised? We're live downtown, Jim Kirstner, 7 Action News.
Wow, Jim, sounds like not over by a long shot. Okay, thanks for the live report. So who is accountable for the ballot mess, and who's in charge of making sure that every vote cast in the August primary counts? Well, tonight we are taking action to get those answers for you. Our live team coverage, should I say, continues now with 7 Action News reporter Ronnie Dahl. And what have you been able to find out, Ronnie?
Well, late this afternoon, as Jim mentioned, Wayne County's clerk, Kathy Garrett, held a press conference, and she says the discrepancy in those numbers isn't necessarily about the hashtags versus the numbers, rather about those numbers, how they were recorded. She says members of her staff simply weren't clear who those votes belonged to.
So you're telling me that because precinct workers didn't write down hash marks, we're not going to count the votes?
It's become a battle of the hash marks versus numbers, with close to 20,000 votes hanging in the balance. And it was apparent the issue seemed to throw the four members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers off guard yesterday. It was Wayne County's corporate counsel, Jana Anderson Davis, that raised the issue.
We are here to protect the integrity of all elections.
With the clock ticking, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers passed the certification process off to the state. And late today, Wayne County Clerk Kathy Garrett and members of her staff denied waiting until the last minute to raise the issue with the four-member board, stating the numbers were still being counted up until the last minute.
The staff was given instructions by the Board of Canvassers, which consists of four members, and those members are independent of the Wayne County Clerk's office. During the canvass, I have no authority with staff or anyone else. The board has the authority. At this time, I feel to assure everybody that this was a fair election. I welcome the state to review all 614 precincts for all the write-in candidates so that no one voter is invalidated.
And so Kathy Garrett is trying to say that the Board of Canvassers were in on the issue of the hashtag versus the numbers early on, but I can tell you, speaking with some people, they said they were completely caught off guard, and you could see that on their faces in that meeting yesterday. This, of course, being Detroit politics, of course, that issue came up, and we did pose it to Kathy Garrett. She's been public in her support of Benny Napoleon. I asked her if that had anything to do with this, waiting until the last minute. She said absolutely not, and that she wants to maintain the integrity of her office. For now, we are live in downtown Detroit. Ronnie Dahl, 7 Action News.
All right, Ronnie, good to hear she cleared that up. Thank you.
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't feel what I feel.
My part of town, my part of town is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't feel what I feel.
I'm from the place of domestic violence, for the people dying from the self-hatred virus. Where the kids go to school and they think learning is cruel. Must forgot about the kids in the world with no shoes, a food to eat for a freaking week. We walk around $100 sneakers on our feet and brag and boast in the ghettos as we toast the Patron, claiming streets we don't even own, on crone in our home. Are devoid of a father figure. That's why the brothers be out here like I'm a
gangster nigga.
Learn your history lesson. Learn how they slaughtered and murdered our ancestors. How? Now that's gangster, how they did our ancestors. Now, you ain't a gangster cause you say it on the record, huh? The real gangster, you fakers, are the automakers and the bankers that still owe us 40 acres.
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know.
Don't tempt me, getting paid. But really, pockets is empty, ain't that strange? Across 8 Mile, it's calm. Detroit is more similar to Vietnam. And the unified niggas is a hard ass job. We want to live in these slums and let our sounds go. Boom, boom. Dumb when we young. Be damned if it's one of my sons not come where I'm from.
Where you from?
Could take a walk down Murder Lane on the Ave where the girls are insane. Put the sag, I hate on the flag. How long will this foolishness last? Can you add, do the math? Fast food plus some cartoons plus the lack of love equal kids so rude. Parents too soon killing to get more.
Get money.
We're spiritually poor. This is war.
My part of town. My part of town. It's similar to Vietnam.
You your copper wiring, or even worse off, get the firing. Have you down chasing pavement because your car's there admiring. I bet you wouldn't think it's over then. Tough times turn warm hearts to colder men. And it ain't just the youth, it's the older men. It's floating after so long from holding in. Pain stains the heart till you can't smile. And Vietnam ain't got nothing on Finkel to 8 Mile. It's enough to make your bones quiver. I'm surprised they ain't put battleships in the Detroit River. This ain't living, this is hell. People feel like they living in a prison, no different than a cell. Cause they scared to walk the streets they dwell, wondering if they gonna be another innocent kill. Cause cats lost consciousness, they killing that will. Whatever happened to the love revealed? Let's bring it back, huh?
My part of town, my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know.
Counts controversy. The Michigan Board of Canvassers will examine the mess that is the Detroit mayoral primary. At the same time, fingers are being pointed between the city and county clerks. So who screwed the counting up and the certification of this election?
Well, the same two candidates are facing off in the November election, Mike Duggan and Benny Napoleon. But 18,000 write-in ballots are at the center of the mess here. 7 Action News reporter Jim Kurtzner live downtown digging for answers into what went wrong here. Jim, what have you found?
Joanne and Jeff, this comes down to two things. What happened at the last minute with the Wayne County Board of Canvassers yesterday when they were set to certify the Detroit mayoral election, and what caused them not to do this? Now, let me show you. This was given to me by a source. This is the procedural documentation given to poll workers and precinct workers, how to tally write-in candidates. Now, everybody knew this was going to be a monumental election. Here's how it's supposed to work. Here might be all the different name variations. They're supposed to count those votes, those write-in votes, and make these sort of hash marks with that tally, and then come over here and write the final number. City poll workers did not do this in many cases. That's why there were 18,000 votes in question. But this has been finger pointing in both directions. Earlier today, the city clerk, Janice Winfrey, said because her poll workers did not do this, this does not break the law. And she fired back at the county clerk who had called for the city clerk's resignation.
This should not be about me and my work, but rather the work of the Wayne County and their board of canvassers. As far as I'm concerned, our work was done August 6th.
Now, State Elections Director Chris Thomas earlier today did a telephone news conference with media from all over the state. This is getting a lot of attention. Bottom line, he says the State Board of Canvassers have now taken this over. They will be in town to examine this. They will actually look, if necessary, at the 18,000 write-in ballots to see if those are in question. He says 18,000 is a huge number. Those voters should not be disenfranchised. But he also doesn't necessarily fault the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Here's what he had to say.
So I don't fault Wayne County for questioning that. On the other hand, you know, I don't see this as a major election failure.
As I said, County Clerk Kathy Garrett called a news conference for very late this afternoon. Here's what she had to say about this mess.
At this time, I feel to assure everybody that this was a fair election. I welcome the state to review all 614 precincts for all the write-in candidates so that no one voter is invalidated.
Now, that is the one point everybody agrees on. All the valid votes should count. Nobody's vote should be disenfranchised or the people behind that vote. We're going to have much more on this, including what might have gone on behind the scenes causing this to be a last-minute fiasco with the Wayne County Board of Canvassers who took it up yesterday. We'll have all of that for you next hour at 6. Jeff, Joanne?
Jim, before you go, real quick, I know Chris Thomas made it clear today, the Michigan Elections Director, that this is a retabulation and not a recount, correct?
That's exactly right. A recount happens only after the election is certified. Then a candidate can call for a recount. It's a play on words, but that is the formal process. He also cautioned, this is not an investigation. The State Board of Canvassers assumed this when the county board did not certify by the deadline, which is yesterday afternoon. He says they'll be here in town in Detroit early next week, and he expects that process to be done within only a couple of days.
The mess, no matter how you look at it, Jim. Thank you very much for the live report tonight.
Yeah, that's right. We have just received word that a lawsuit filed against Detroit's city clerk could impact this race. Now, community activist Robert Davis filed a case saying election workers might not have the proper training. Now, that case will be heard in court this afternoon at 2:30. We, of course, will bring you the latest on that as it becomes available. But in the meantime, candidates are not wasting any time during these remaining hours. Detroit has 500,000 registered voters, and during this critical time in the city, every single one of them can make the difference. Now, historically, primaries have been marked by low voter turnout, but it could be higher than usual for this hotly contested race. These last few weeks have played out like something in a circus, a contest that has seen court challenges and write-in candidates with strikingly similar names. Mike Duggan tells us, well, he's had several events planned, and right there on your screen is Mike Dudgeon, though. He's the write-in candidate who was late to enter the race, and he told us he had no comments about his campaign activities. Other political players, however, are quick to get their names out during these last few hours.
This is not my first rodeo. I know how important it is these last couple of days to get out and touch as many people as you can.
There's still a couple of days more of reaching out to people, letting them know who I am, giving them a reason to vote for me, and then we put all the rest in God's hands from this point.
We've done all the work we need to do. We're going to continue to reach out to the citizens of this community. We're going to continue to get our message out.
I am excited, and we're in the home stretch now, so I want to make sure that everybody knows. It's so important if they go out and vote.
And as you heard right there, this primary really does matter. Even though Detroit has an emergency manager, when his time is up and the city gets handed back to elected officials, whoever is sitting in the mayor's seat will certainly play a critical role in the future. Live in the newsroom, Smita Koloki, 7 Action News.
The problem there, hash marks used in the count. More than 20,000 votes cast for Mike Duggan not counted because they were improperly tallied.
Well, tonight we are taking action to find out why some of your votes didn't count in this latest primary election. Our Team 7 coverage begins with Smita Koloki with more on the Board of Canvassers results. And Smita, what's going on here?
Well, this is all over a seemingly simple technicality. I want you to take a look at the simple drawing that we have. This is the correct way to do it. Under state law, you're supposed to use hash marks. See, there are 15 marks, and that's how these votes are supposed to be tallied. Instead, apparently, some city election workers did it this way, the wrong way. They just wrote the number 15. Now, because of that small difference, it is very possible that nearly 20,000 votes can be tossed.
Mike Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N, 23,970.
Jaws in the room dropped. That was well below the 44,000 votes that Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey tallied on election night for write-in candidate Mike Duggan.
We had a meeting with the Board of Canvassers lawyer. We had a meeting with her and the chair of the Board of Canvassers, which were available to all of the candidates, where we went over all of the rules. This was not a part of it.
But the Wayne County Board of Canvassers disagrees. The board, which is made up of two Democrats and two Republicans, said it would not certify the results. At the heart of the issue, hash marks. The board says state law requires hash marks to be used to tally the vote. Instead, city election workers use numbers to tally some. So, under the canvas, those votes, nearly 20,000, could be tossed.
They will not certify this election unless they bypass this law.
So we wanted to know, has this ever happened before? Now, I asked that question to the county board, the chairwoman of the county board. She says she doesn't think that this has ever happened before, and many of the political insiders who are inside of this meeting say they've never seen anything quite like this. So what happens next? Well, from here, it goes to the state board of canvassers, but just like the county board, they do not actually do the tallying for these votes. They simply look over the process and make sure that everything was done correctly. Reporting live on Detroit's East Side, Smita Koloki, 7 Action News.
All right, thanks a lot, Smita.
You wonder why they can't just recount the ballots.
You think?
So everybody's vote counts. Well, right now, Mike Douglas reported has gone from first place to second place. What's he saying about this tonight?
Well, 7 Action News reporter Ross Jones caught up with the mayoral candidate. And Ross, what's his take on all of this?
Well, the Duggan camp says that Benny Napoleon tried to steal this election once before. Now they're saying he's trying to do it again.
Well, the Napoleon campaign tried another dirty trick, and it didn't work. So I'm really pleased that the Board of Canvassers refused the attempt to disenfranchise 20,000 voters, Detroiters who properly cast their ballots. Now it'll go to the Secretary of State, who I'm sure will act professionally.
Isn't your beef with the legal counsel for the canvassers as opposed to Napoleon? I mean, wasn't it her who brought this up in the first place?
Again, I know where it originated. So regardless of where it came from, of course, you saw how quickly the Napoleon campaign had statements out. They knew exactly what was coming.
Now, even though you heard Mike Duggan, they're not giving any concrete evidence as to how he can link this back to the Napoleon campaign. He is convinced this is just the latest effort to try to disenfranchise voters. You might remember Duggan said that it was Napoleon who was responsible for Mike Dudgeon entering the race, the 31-year-old barber with a similar name. He only received about 500 votes. We're live at Duggan campaign headquarters tonight in Detroit. Ross Jones, 7 Action News.
And, of course, Napoleon denied that as well, Ross. So what does the new front runner in the Detroit mayoral race have to say about the primary count?
Let's head on out to 7 Action News reporter Andy Choi with more on the Benny Napoleon camp. Andy?
That's right. We're at the Faith Redemption Center here on the northwest side of Detroit. Benny Napoleon will be here arriving at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, in a statement, Napoleon says Detroiters need to know their votes count regardless of anyone's actions or inactions. Now, he goes on to say on Twitter as well, there is no small margin of vote tally. It's very troubling. I'm sorry. There is no small margin of the vote tally. It's very troubling. I call for federal oversight of November's election. A citizen's vote is the cornerstone of democracy, and people should be able to put their faith in their ballot. He follows that up with hashtag Detroit, hashtag integrity. Again, Napoleon expects to arrive here at Faith Redemption Center at 7 o'clock. We will have that for you coming up on Action News at 7. For now, we are live in Detroit. Andy Choi, 7 Action News.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. And, of course, we will continue to bring you all the new information in this controversy, this latest surrounding the race for Detroit's next mayor. We'll have that information for you here on Action News and, of course, online at all times, WXYZ.com.
Sheriff Napoleon, what actually happened? I know Wayne County, where Detroit is located, you're the sheriff of that county. The board of canvassers were to certify the election, and they didn't. And why didn't they?
Well, they took a look at the processing of the ballots and determined that there was some serious irregularities and improprieties in a great number of ballots, to the tune of about 25,000. So because of that, they discarded that 25,000 ballots, which meant that the results of the election changed dramatically. So this is really in essence about the integrity of the electoral process.
And you want the federal government to do what exactly?
I want them to monitor it, because it appears when you have a mistake, and let's assume that it was a mistake, in the processing of 25,000 ballots, that's either gross incompetence or it's criminal. And we need to know as taxpayers which one it was, because you have – let me just explain it very simply.
All right.
If, in fact, all the rules had been followed, there would have been no possibility for anyone to tamper with this election. But since all of those rules weren't followed, it's a great possibility that someone stuffed the ballot box.
Hmm.
So in order to make sure that that does not happen, whether it was through negligence on their part or whether it was through someone doing something criminal, we need to have some certainty that this process is not tainted. And we don't have that right now.
I'm listening to every
lesson.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video store, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com. A convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat use throughout the month.
The problem there, hash marks used in the... Tonight, a blame game over who's accountable for that hash mark mess in the August primary. The mess could put thousands of votes at risk in the Detroit mayoral race. Our team coverage tonight includes Ronnie Dahl, who's going to be talking about who's accountable for this controversy. We're going to begin, though, with Jim Kirchner. The city clerk yesterday, Jim, was really taking the heat for this thing. Now, what's the clerk saying today about it?
Stephen, there's a dispute over the process from the top to the bottom in this. There's even a dispute over the law. Let me show you how this controversy started. This is a tally sheet, and everybody knew there could potentially be tens of thousands of write-in votes with Mike Duggan in the mayoral election. Here's how they were supposed to do it. All the different name variations that they found in the ballots, they were supposed to use hash marks like these to count and then put their tabulation over here in the final column. Now, the problem became when there was a dispute and discrepancies over this with the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. They were told by the Wayne County corporate attorney they could not look at the actual ballots.
It's an audit of the paper trail. The board looks at the statement of vote and the poll board. The board does not have the advantage of the ballot, and that is by state law.
According to the state elections director, that was just wrong legal advice. And next week, the State Board of Canvassers will come to Detroit, look at the ballots, and tally as many as 18,000 that are in question.
Any error of an election official should never disenfranchise the voters.
City Clerk Janice Winfrey, during a news conference, says she was not told of any problems with the county or canvassers certifying the election until the last minute yesterday. It is her election workers who started the controversy.
The tally marks or the hash marks are not, one, required by law. But we do suggest that our poll workers use them as a placeholder, if you will, so that they don't lose count.
At a late afternoon news conference, the county clerk says she welcomes the state coming in.
At this time, I feel to assure everybody that this was a fair election. I welcome the state to review all 614 precincts for all the write-in candidates so that no one voter is invalidated.
The state will...
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Medrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes.
and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Absolutely nothing.
my war. Good God, what is it good for? Sometimes defending your country. Sometimes retaliating when there's an atrocity or straight being a marauder and just going ahead and looting. Those are the three things I'm going to say war is good for. Now, there are people tripping on El Presidente Barack Hussein Obama because he wants to go to quote-unquote war. Now, I was on both sides of the fence on this article. I'm going to tell y'all this on this story. The version, and most black people feel this, not all but some. The part of me that's like, man, Obama, you just like the oppressor, man. He about to go over there and start killing all those people for no reason. Right? Then the religious zealot in me be like, man, Obama, Yeshua Shah said, excuse me, Jesus Christ said, that his there coming in with his one Damascus, man, whoa, hold that down. Unless I was a sinner, I wouldn't want it to happen, right? The other part of me is like Barack Hussein Obama, El Presidente. You took out Gaddafi, and most black folks like Gaddafi. I'm not going to say if y'all tripping on that he gave the money to the Elwickens for terrorism, or him blowing up that airplane for America. But, you know, a lot of black people benefited off Muammar Gaddafi and, you know, in America. I'm not going to make the pro-Gaddafi show, but, you know, Gaddafi's death was a blow to a lot of people. We know that. But you did it anyway. Right? So I was kind of upset with that. So now we got this situation with Syria. Now, I was on the first side that I took the other 3 points. I was on that fence all day long. Until I started hearing people like Sean Hannity, Newt Gingrich. Now, I am Republican, but some Republicans I don't go off because I know the negative spew that they spit. Now, here they go saying that you shouldn't do a Barack. It's a quagmire. It's a false flag. Yada, 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 yada. Don't do it. And then you got my man Lindsey Graham and John McCain like, yo, bump this dog. You got to take this guy out because we're not going to sit here and let this guy use chemical and biological weapons on his people. Right? Now, people must have forgotten just about a couple of years ago, about 6, 7, let's say 2003, we went to Baghdad. Y'all remember that? We went to Baghdad. Over fabricated stuff. And I'm not tripping on Joy GW, but come on, everybody, let's be real. Smoking gun, mushroom cloud, we're going to find the chemical agents. And you know what we did? You know what we did? This is what we did back then.
Yeah, international, underground, underground, when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutans, you can't stop a train. Who wants some, don't come unprepared, I'll be there. But when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sit in a drop top soaking wet. In the simple, try not to sweat. Hit summer talk without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999.
but still stay free. Big things happen every time we meet, like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts bumping up and down the street, slam back, Cadillac, 5-5, niggas see 75 MCs, freestyle to the beat, cause we get crunk, they drunk at the club. Should've bought it out, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you told the punch. Want to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit rag. Top, before you eat up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, what's that some gold? Make a mad dime out of dust and cold. Reckon number four, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, take on the Antonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock like you understand, block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a three-piece bitch before I cut your daughter. You settle Taco Bell, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the vibe. I'm a microphone being trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, well, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride.
Over Baghdad. Y'all remember us dropping bombs over Baghdad? Let's go back. We had George Bush launching the war. We went over there. He didn't go into Baghdad. Bill Clinton's coming in there and he was just dropping bombs all around Baghdad. George Bush comes in there, goes to Baghdad. Barack Obama removes him from Baghdad. So everybody's saying we wore out. We are wore out. And we just might be. But let's just take a minute in this Rosh Hashanah near. Let's look back for this new year and atonement that we're about to enter in for these next 10 days. Apples and honey, y'all. Apples and honey, apples and honey. Let's take a reflexive look back. The president got to hit him. Straight up. Now, I'm tired of everybody calling these black radio stations trying to act like they're some national security advisor. Y'all going emotional. If you love President Barack Obama, you would say, drop bombs over Syria. Yeah. You see, sometimes, people, we got to err on the side of America. Or one day we're going to wake up speaking Mandarin. Or Mandarin gonna be the dominant language, you know. So what you gonna do? You gonna let all these people saying, "Hooray, hooray, he's weak, paper tiger, punk ass nigga." We knew that wasn't gonna do shit. Drop him. Drop him. Now, see, I wish I was in Congress right now, because I'd be on TV telling Black America right now we have to go here. As a matter of fact, what are your black congressional caucus members feeling on this? Could y'all call them up and poll them for me? I know Bobby Danny and Robin Kelly, oh my God. I signed legislation to authorize the voting Congress. How do you feel about it, Robin Kelly? How do you feel about it, Danny Davis? How do you feel about it, Bobby? There's no gangster disciple in Chicago Rush. How do y'all feel about it? See, these are things you got to realize. How do you feel about it? Now, here's a funny deal. We're not going to launch no bombs until the 14th, to after the 14th of September. Because of the Jewish New Year, everybody. Israel ain't going to mess with us because they're in a brand new day of atonement. They got to get their things out the way. That's the real reason why the president did not go to war. Excuse me, not go to war. Drop no bombs into Syria. Yeah. Because he's waiting on that high holy day to be done with. That's the truth. So after that, then he's going to drop them. He got to drop them. You can't have Iran saying forget it. He didn't do nothing there. We can do it to us. You can't have none of these weapons getting out, man. Now, if y'all think Barack Obama administration sent those people over here to kill those people, then that's why he's doing this false flag, man, then y'all grow up somewhere. Grow up. Grow up. People are saying, we want a Bashar gone. That's why we're manufacturing this. No, man, the president's not like that. Now, I sit on this station all day long, yabba yabba, nagging, nagging, dissing Barack Obama. But nah, homies. And by the way, what happened to support the troops, everybody? Black, white, Democrat, Republican, what happened to support the troops? Everybody thinking we off into this boots on the ground military and not paying attention to what old Donald Rumsfeld said, Donald Rumsfeld. Now, we're in the 21st century army now. We're playing video games over here. We're dropping drones and bombs. Ask Somalia, ask Yemen, ask Africa, ask Mozambique, ask Libya, ask all the countries that we're dropping bombs in right now. All we got, do we have boots on the ground? Come on, everybody. For real, come on. Don't make no sense. Don't make no sense of y'all running around here like, ah, don't do it, be weak, Barack Obama. So what? So what? About 4 years after Barack Obama, 4 years from now, when his term is up, 5 years now his term is up, and them weapons got out the way and started killing everybody, history looked back and said, well, Barack Obama had a chance to stop it, but he didn't do it. And here we are telling everybody chemical weapons are unacceptable, but we're not going to do nothing about it because we're the weak president. Man, let me tell you, y'all need to just, man, sit back and let Barack Obama do his thing. And all you black people, stop tripping. If you ain't tripping on him, fix his unemployment. If you're not tripping on him, bringing jobs, economic development to your country, man, don't sit back and say, hey, homie, no war. Nah. Can't do it. And there are those end time prophecies saying, if you go there, then Jesus is going to come back. What you scared of? If you're scared right now, it's New Year. Go ahead and toss some breadcrumbs off in the river, everybody. Blow your horns. Atone. If you're scared. Don't go. It's prophesied. Yeah, you cannot stop the prophecy, people. It is what it is. Can you stop something shining? Could the power of me stop Jesus from going and fulfilling those prophecies? Come on, people. What? Are y'all tripping on this, the battle between Saladin and King George or King Richard? Going all the way back then? Come on, people. What's been set in motion, been set in motion. He has to do it. Because he ain't no punk. He has to do it for America. He has to. But it's going to take 10 days. Why 10 days? Because, everybody, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
Shana tova, shana metuka. What does it mean? It means happy, new, sweet year. But just right now, yes, just right now, we are almost at the new year, the new Jewish year. So what does it mean, the words? Rosh Hashanah, Rosh is a head, and Hashanah means the year. If you remember in Genesis, the very first word is Bereshit, which means in the beginning, so the root is Rosh. When is it? You have to check every year your calendar because it changes according to the Jewish year. The name of the Hebrew month is Tishrei, which is not Hebrew word, but anyway, it indicates the very first Jewish month in the Jewish calendar. And of course, you're going to see everything with letters, not no number in the Hebrew calendar. So the holiday falls on the 1st and the 2nd of the month of Tishrei, which are going to be indicated with the letter Aleph for number 1 and Bet for number 2. What is it all about? First, we cannot detach Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. And if you want to talk about high holiday, high holiday, this is those are the two highest holidays for Jewish people. Why? Because they simply mark the chance for us to repent and to receive the forgiveness. Yes? You cleanse your soul and you get a chance for a better, fresh, new start in the next year. Every man is passing before the Lord and he is signing your name for life on death. And even if we talk about this very scary topic of life and death, we must remember that everyone is entitled for forgiveness. So your actions, everything you did in the past, they are not bound to what will happen to you in the future. Therefore, you get a chance for a new, fresh, and wonderful beginning. If you go to the synagogue in those days, you'll hear the prayers, singing, chanting one of the most important prayers, which is called Unetane Tokef. Let me sing to you and see if you can identify that. And who by fire, who by water, who in the sunshine, who in night times. So, did you have any chance to see that? Yes, this is Leonard Cohen. What did he do? He took this beautiful piyut, this beautiful song of Rosh Hashanah, and he added his tune, his composition. It's very known. In the synagogues in Israel, there is a very dominant different one than his that is taking place, but there are many other ones, of course, and this is beautiful. You may want to look a little bit more. What is this song about? What are the customs? One of them is called Tashlich. If you get a chance to see a man standing near your river or your ocean or your fresh water, and you will see that he's casting, throwing something, holding maybe breadcrumbs in his hand and throwing it into the water, maybe he's doing the Tashlich. What is Tashlich? It is casting off the sins, basically, symbolic action of casting the sins. Another thing is blowing the shofar. The shofar is a horn, yes, made out of maybe ram's horn, and there is a pattern that they are blowing into the shofar. Why do you blow the horn? Think about it. This is your wake-up call. To know, hey, that's the time you want to remember. Hey, what I have done last year, I have a chance to repent. I have a chance to cleanse my soul. If you want to celebrate this holiday, you may want to do what we do in my family. We belong to the Sephardic community. Specifically said, the Yemenite, we treat this holiday with very great importance. We do what we call Seder, very similar to Pesach, to Passover, only shorter. And we put those simanim, all of those, which you can see here in the English, tapuach bidvash, apple dipped in honey, rosh dag, a head of a fish, Selek, beet, tamar, date, kidneyot, beans, rimon, pomegranate, and kresha. We pray, we sing, it's beautiful. If you want to participate such a seder, there is going to be a recording of the webinar of Modern Hebrew. We are going to celebrate together a seder of Rosh Hashanah. You're most welcome to come or to watch the recording. If you want to greet, I tell you what, the simplest one to do is this one, the first one, Shana Tova. Easy to pronounce, easy to say. Shana Tova, Happy New Year. You can also say Gemar Hatima Tova, which is May you be inscribed in the Book of Life. Same for this one, only different greeting in Hebrew. Leshana Tova Tikatevu Vetehatemu. So remember, we have plenty of things to help you to celebrate this holiday. You're most welcome to come and or to watch the recording. And אני מחכה לכם. ושנה טובה.
Yeah, so he's not going to bomb until about 10 days. That's probably the 14th. So that's what I look for it to be, because Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow. And he's not going to have no backing by Israel or any other nation that practice Rosh Hashanah. So everybody needs to be cool, because Barack Obama has done it. Put the anticipation back on them. If he don't do it, he's a punk. And he's made America a punk. Let the man stand out and go out like Ronald Reagan, everybody. I mean, I sit on this station. I have my views on Barack Obama. I do. And y'all know that. Y'all hear it. When he's right, he's right. And when he's wrong, he's wrong. And African Americans need jobs. H.R. 40, Tulsa Resolution, all the stuff I be speaking about that the black caucuses are not standing on. We don't put the black issues when 96% of African American voted for you. And only 60% of Hispanics voted for you. But I'm not going to go on that. I want everybody to take a time right now. Take about 30 seconds for a moment of silence and think about the troops. And think about our president. For 30 seconds, please.
Liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. From sea to
and you ought to love him for it, because he crowned that good. He told me he would save his brotherhood from
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangseal.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax-free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely.
347-838-9825. I said I got a call in the last 15 minutes. Let me bring it in now. What's going on, Cleveland? Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Before you get in, Charles Love sent me a text and wanted you to go on his blog and read that comment on some things on minimum wage. He wanted to see what you thought about it. Maybe we'll holler at him yet tomorrow about the show. But I know you need to call. I know you need to call about that. What's up? I know you need to call about that. But Charles Love, the guy that you had the spirited debate with last Wednesday, put a blog up on truthordie.org, and he wants you to check out his blog and see what your response and what's your reaction to that. But I know you need to call for that. Would you call for the Syria information about Syria?
Yeah, I was just checking out. What you was. Talking about.
Well, how you feel about it?
I don't think we should attack Syria. You know, I hear Syria is about big as Georgia, the state of Georgia. I don't think we should attack Syria or do anything with Syria because, I mean, if Russia supports Syria and they get their oil from Syria, what makes them think that they want to attack us or whatever, you know, retaliate against us?
Listen, you know, I agree with you.
I don't like it also because that's not like Obama. He usually explains things, you know, thoroughly. You know, this is like a rush. We got a rush to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense.
Well,
I understand Israel over there is scared, so they want to eliminate a lot of people over there. But they'll be drawn. And, you know, I just can't see it, man. They'll be drawing us in and possibly, you know, putting us at risk of a nuclear strike from China or Russia, regardless. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Spoken like the black man of America and how the white man feels because we scared. Let me tell you something. Fuck Russia. You scared of Russia, man? You scared of Russia? Everybody act like, oh, they're going to hurt us. Hold on. We America. So you mean to tell me we're going to let this slide and then lose all credibility? Nah. Once we killed Gaddafi for less. And everybody on that, hold on. If you kill Gaddafi for nothing, man, this dude's launched chemical weapons on his people. We went to Baghdad for less. If you're going to sit here and allow that to happen, and then when those weapons get over here or across the border or anywhere, it's our fault. And now it's all depends if we try to get out.
You know what? I was listening to your Republicans. You know that Boehner guy never agreed with Obama except to go to war in Syria. So I know there's something wrong with that. I'm saying the Republican Party don't like this country. They'd rather suicide this country than see it be controlled by black folks. So that's
so
the brother. Yeah, that's
all
the war.
And they got these token black Negroes who want to stand up and beat the drums of war with them. Right?
Okay, yeah. So basically, let's take the smart approach. You just say, we're out of it. We don't want to be no superpower no more. We don't want our language and our currency to be the dominant language and currency. We quit. We quit. We're in that shit. We quit. We got a black president. We finally got a black president and America punk out. America turned some hoes. Oh, look at a black president.
No, we don't want to suicide America. You know, especially America's full of people with color. The Republican Party would just love to find an excuse to annihilate half of America because it's dominated by people of color.
My understanding, they got these
poster tomboys like this. Go ahead.
No, like me, and I'm going to ride with Uncle Tom Ass. Go get him, Barack Obama. I'm going to say this. When I got Newt Gingrich saying don't go, when I got Sean Hannity saying don't go, the reason why they saying don't go, because they don't want the greatness of this president to be magnified if he goes. They trying to use all these Negroes, all you can go. The same white folks that be hating on Obama, they use the same lyrics to make the niggas say, don't go Obama, so what he can do? Punk out, and they can say, look at him, he had no spine. Everybody think he weak already? No matter what he do, no matter how many drone strikes he done struck on everybody over there. And what kills me is this. We're not going to have no troops on the ground, son. We playing video games out here. We strictly have a drone with somebody on a computer 1,000 miles away playing video games, hitting strikes. Ain't no boots on the ground. This is the 21st century war that Donald Rumsfeld was talking about. We ain't got boots on the ground. We got armed strike teams like that, man, that keep people out. They ain't got to step foot on the ground. We ain't got to go.
Regardless, how many people must we kill to justify the death of them people that died right there? How many people must we kill now?
If
50 people die, we have to kill 150 more?
It's like this. It's like allies.
How many?
All about getting allies. If we don't go help them, Russia go help them. They Russia allies. China go help them. They China allies. Pretty soon, everybody gonna have allies coming after us. In order for self-preservation,
You're paranoid. You're worrying about the future. No, man, that's not gonna happen, man. That's not gonna happen.
If you said yourself, that's Russia oil and all like that, we go over there. Russia gonna get mad, and like we scared of Russia. Fuck Putin.
We have no reason to be over there, man. We have no reason to be over there.
We have every reason to be over there because we're the United Nations, and that's what our role is. We are the world's military police. Everybody's acting
who polices us? We're wrong. I mean, we broke Geneva Convention and had all the Abu Ghraib and all that. We hold people against their will. Who punishes us when we're wrong? We can't be going over there. We can go over there and attack. Huh?
You don't like Obama. That's all. You want Obama's legacy to be a bitch. You want Obama's legacy to be some whole ass nigga that can't look up.
If you're wise. Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something. Nah, man, you have a shot, and everybody over there. As soon as Obama said, hold on, I'ma pull back. What the first thing they said? Aha, we made the weak nigga pull back. We told you.
Wait a minute. So you worry about America's reputation?
Wait a minute.
Who you have to worry about America's reputation with? I mean, as a black Republican, who you have to worry about America's reputation with?
My side is I'm a black American Republican. Straight up.
Okay.
I'm about America.
Why are you worried about the reputation? Why are you worried about America's reputation? You going to cross the street?
Let me tell you why. Real talk. And it makes some sense to everybody who ain't against this war. Y'all want this to be the last black president? Well, then go on here and tell us to go out there because everybody say black people are weak. They say like Sean. Don't pull it. We don't be over there. We got duties and orders. The plan's on the table. So you gonna say black men? So they gonna say black men ain't got the strength enough to pull the trigger when people get chemical? Man, listen, right now.
No, man,
let me tell you something. If you want another black president, if you want the world to look at a black man who can protect America, protect our allies, and defend the people when defend used around the world. Your chemical and biological weapons have been there. If you want everybody to call on America like they do right now, instead of calling on China, instead of calling on Russia.
Well, what is how I feel about Obama? This is what he should
America.
Do. He should just let them kill each other right over there. You know why? Because they're Arabs. They occupy an African country anyway. They occupy Egypt. They need to be back in the Middle East. They occupy the coast of Africa. I don't like them Arabs, no way. So let them kill each other off. And we shouldn't be getting involved, huh?
We've been involved over there since the America been over there since the UN got existed. We put Israel over there since 1940 something. We've been over there since 1948. Why even was born? And we got deals, we got treaties, we got responsibilities. Now, if you're a boss, if you're a leader, and somebody coming to you like, man, I got your back no matter what. I got, man, hold on. No, you got to have their back. You don't be like, nah, forget you. I don't care. No.
Wait, what? Who said we had a serious back? Syria didn't actually
Israel,
play back.
Yeah,
Syria don't even deal with us, from my understanding.
We want the control. Listen, if it comes down, you can listen. Right now, it's all about Iran. Period. Tell about Iran. And if Iran sit back and see weak ass Obama not doing nothing, no nuclear weapons, no biological weapons, then they'll start this shit right up. It's like we did him to come bomb us.
What they gonna do? What they gonna do? Get on some camels and do what, Jimmy? What can they do? They devil jockeys. What can they do over in the Middle East?
Launch missiles at Israel. That's what they can do. Launch missiles at Israel. That's what they can do.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you what I do with us. We put Israel over there and told we got their back from day one. That's what they gotta do with us.
So we can't just place people in other people's country and just say we can do what we want to do. So they got to go.
It wasn't like that. It was charted out. I mean, we ain't got no time to read the history.
That's what I'm saying. We had no reason to go over there.
I got 5 minutes. I ain't got too much time to sit back and go on history of Israel. We'll do that for another show next week with the 4 minutes I got to go. But the point of the matter is this. If anybody out there want our president to be perceived as weak and a punk and scared of some big, tall, 6-foot Arab, light-skinned dude with a European wife, scared of him, when he go on TV saying, ha, 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 I done pushed Obama back. We knew he weak. We knew he wasn't going to do nothing. Hold on. That's worse than getting a shoot thrown at you. I'd rather have a shoot thrown at me than the whole country say, yeah, black men can't run nothing. They punks. So when it comes out to the fight, they get mad at it, but they tell them how they ask to run.
So what? Sticks and stones are breaking my bones. And they already say black people weak and we ain't doing nothing about it. So guess what? We are weak.
If you want another black leader,
accept it.
You have to show.
Anytime.
Obama got to show. Man, he got to show that. Listen.
No, what he needs to show,
if Obama was calling Powell, would you question it? No, you wouldn't. You question it because you think Obama's a peacenik. You think peaceful people should be doing that. So basically you think Obama's a punk, they prove everybody ain't no punk. And that's just it. He ain't no punk. But he's like, it's going down. Fuck you, Gaddafi. Yeah, you like me. Yeah, you got to go. Yeah, Osama. I mean, everybody who come fuck with America, I'm taking you out. End of discussion.
No. If Obama was smart, he would not do anything for them crackers. Because when he worked with them, they were just getting killed. Look at the history. Every time we work with them, they get us killed. They're going to get him killed. I'm telling you. You hear me?
Listen.
You there?
It makes America weak. It's either you're American or you trying to undermine America's authority by saying, hey, I'ma start this little bullshit ass rebel shit, say we don't need to be war, this anti war movement.
But wait a minute, that's against him and his people. Afghanistan, that was against us. Afghanistan and Iraq, that was so-called against us. We can't just go into that.
We go over there, we help the rebels.
We're not the world police.
Strategically, Sean, we need to be over there to check Iran, to check Jordan.
Any of them occupy anybody that's in Africa that wasn't over there, all of them need to be slaughtered out. Okay, I don't care less. Let them kill Israel. If they want to do the same thing to Israel, let them do it. Both of them are occupiers to me. Foreign countries.
Well, listen, that's to you. That's for you. I know you're Jordanian. I know you're Lebanese. I know you're none of those people. I thought you was a nigga from Cleveland who don't want nobody
right.
to sit here and want this black president to go down like no punk who loves Obama. Man, listen, if he don't do it, he a hoe in the discussion. They don't talk about it. If you pull out and say, I'm not doing it, Congress said no, you'll be applauded. Like, yeah, Obama, you showed
him. If the Republican Party, he's doing it.
I'll tell you when he's going to go. He's going to go on the 5th of September. And the next 10 days, we're going to launch our stuff over and lock it. Right after Yom Kippur, we're going to drop bombs like bombs over Baghdad. It ain't going to be nothing nice. Nothing nice. We can't do it now, real talk, because it's a religious holiday. So he pulled back because the Jews can't roll on a religious holiday. Everything is on poppycock, homie. He's hitting them. And there's nothing that no Negro calling these black stations, all these white fake-ass crackers calling these white video stations saying, yeah, he shouldn't go.
I'll tell you what.
Now he's trying to save face. Oh, the weak president drew a line. Now he's trying to save face. Put on Congress, little bitch ass punk. Hey, Obama.
Well, I tell you like that. If Russia does not respond, then Russia's in on it too. Russia won't part of that country too. And China does good not to trust Russia.
And that's why America. Hey. The Cold War has never ended. Ask Putin. So we fought.
If Russia does not respond, then the Cold War has ended.
Understand, which was a pseudo war against Russia. We fought in Vietnam with a pseudo war against China and Russia. Listen, man, we be in these other countries fight other big superpowers, so we ain't got to fight each other. And that's how we do it. Listen, I got to go, Sean. Hit me up tomorrow. Look at 2fordad.org. My man going to hit you up. Good night, everybody. May your God be with you.
All right.
Whoa, Obama. Fuck everybody.